At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mike Tomlin news conference coming up at noon. Am I on the air limits right now? Why can't I hear myself?
I don't know. Check your headphones.
I'm sorry. I was blaming you for something I did.
That's okay.
50-minute mark, we're coming up on that. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Did you stay up late last night, Limits, watching football or basketball or anything?
I actually was watching an old episode that I needed to finish of Law and Order Organized Crime.
Wow.
Yeah, I finished the season.
He's
really
gone
good
old
show.
School.
Elliot Stabler, great character.
Did you watch the Niners-Panthers game?
I watched parts of it.
Why is it so boring, Limits?
That's why I didn't want to watch it.
There's NFC matchups that even if the two teams have winning records, I just have zero desire to watch.
Yeah, it really didn't intrigue me. So I decided instead to organize some things and clean out my closet at 9:30 at night.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Did you find any of Bob's shirts that you stole in there?
No, but I found my Wanted for Bad Sports Opinions pony shirt that I got at the nipple piercing event that I hung up in my closet.
What
a great shirt. Did you get that shirt?
No, but no? I stole Bob's golf shirt that he gave me, and he hasn't even noticed because he took me out to his car that day. I needed something warmer to wear for golf.
Right.
And his trunk, I'm sure this is one of his many cars, looked like a golf shop. Except things weren't hung up. They were all like folded in the back. He must have had 30 like pullovers, golf shirts.
A mobile golf apparel store in Bob's
yes.
trunk.
So he gave me a Sirixon beautiful pullover, and I'm not giving that back. And
no.
I don't think I should. Do you?
No, I don't think you should. Bob, you know, has his
I'm not insulting
gear coming
Bob.
Out of the pores.
I didn't insult Bob.
Like Malzi has endorsements out his pores.
Exactly. You have college football questions for me, big boy, don't you?
Joe, I have 6 questions for you, and we'll try to get through them all.
First, the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years.
Joe, my first question to you is this. Was Mason Heinchel's performance against Georgia Tech one that gives you confidence
yes.
that he will be able to do the same against yes. Miami after the poor game against Notre Dame?
Yes, and I'm here to give a lot of people credit, but two people more than any other, Pat Narduzzi and Mason Heinchel. I was worried about him after the Notre Dame game, and I realized Notre Dame just out-talented Pitt, right? We can all be honest about that. But some of his throws were so brutally bad that it was frightening. That kid bounced back and showed his mettle, showed his character, showed his talent. Highly encouraged. And then Narduzzi, I feel like that was one of the biggest wins of Pat Narduzzi's career. Like maybe in the top 3 to 5. It felt like this season might careen towards 7-5 and maybe 6th or 7th in the ACC. And just same old, same old. And he was coming off such a brutal week on and off the field. Notre Dame week. It was embarrassing. But you know what? Credit to him. He went back into the lab. got his team ready to play, and secured a monstrous win. That now, you know, it wouldn't be good if they lost to Miami, but you're still 6-2 in the ACC, and you've got, what, an 8-win season?
Yes, 8-4.
Which, you know, it's a little better than 7-5.
Well, that leads us into question number two, Joe.
Well, hold on. Okay. With Narduzzi, I wanted to say more. That's a decent season. It's hard to complain about 6-2, even in a bad conference. But now they also set themselves up to win. And if they go to the ACC championship game, how could you do anything but say he did a great job this season? That would just be a fact, not an opinion. Good for him, good for them, and I truly do commend him for the job he did at Georgia Tech.
So for time purposes, I'll combine 2 and 3. Are you more confident that SMU will lose at Cal or Virginia will lose against Virginia Tech? Paired with, do you think Pitt will make the ACC championship game? Because Pitt needs some help. They need to win against Miami and some help to be able to get in. One of those teams have to lose.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thank you for asking, first of all, Limits.
You're welcome.
I think there's a better chance that SMU loses way out at Cal. And you asked why. Actually, you didn't, but I'm going to tell you why. Because at home, I think they've only lost... Well, no, they've lost twice. They played a competitive game against Virginia. And just 2 weeks ago, they beat Louisville in overtime, Cal did. Oh, limitless wonder. They beat Louisville in overtime. SMU's got to go all the way out there. I realize they just fired their coach, but who knows? Maybe that's a boost. They lost to Stanford in a horrible loss. But you asked me what was a better chance to happen. I think Cal winning at home is a better chance to happen. You?
Yeah, I agree with that. I do think that there are some factors for Virginia Tech in a rivalry game, and a lot of players are kind of playing for their jobs, if you will, or at least for their roster spots, with Franklin coming in and potentially revamping the entire roster. I don't think that Pitt will get to the ACC championship game, though, because I don't think that they will get the help they need. I do think they beat Miami, but it turns out like a Steelers watching scoreboard situation where they win their game in week 17, week 18, but ultimately the help that they need doesn't come to fruition.
I have a funny feeling Pitt is going to the ACC championship game. Now, there is the little detail of them needing to beat Miami, but I think that's going to happen. I was just so highly encouraged that they went on the road into that environment. And you can say Georgia Tech was overrated, sure, but I think their quarterback's very talented. And I think Pitt really put it to them for the most part. And, you know, Miami has a checkered resume.
Yeah.
They beat Notre Dame. That's a hell of a win in retrospect, isn't it, Limits?
Very.
That was before Notre Dame sorted out some issues, maybe a quarterback being one. But they lost to Louisville. They lost to SMU. They're not really, I wouldn't call them a great team. It's going to be a monumental challenge. What's the point spread?
Let me make sure I have it correctly.
I mean, this is, This is reminds me of, except that Pitt's in a much better position, of the Pickett game against Miami, when Miami had a lot on the line that day. They were way better than they are now.
Miami's favored by 6.5.
I think Pitt's going to win the game.
I do, too.
And then I think Pitt's going to the ACC title game, and thank you for asking.
Thank you. One more question. Should Penn State hire Terry Smith as its head coach? Should they remove the interim tag and make Terry Smith, with some options seemingly dwindling, their new head coach?
No, I don't think so. I think we've gone a little bit overboard here, and I'm a big Terry Smith fan, by the way. Because they beat Michigan State in Nebraska limits? Is that why we're doing this?
No, I don't think that he should. I think he should be hired as like a GM or a very strong consultant or recruiting coordinator. But head coach, I think people are just getting too overboard with the last couple of weeks. And there's now, just not a good track record of interims having a lot of success as the main guy.
They were competitive against Indiana. Listen, yes. I don't think it's the craziest idea in the world. But I'd rather have Terry Smith in a support role. I'd rather have him as a recruiter.
Yeah.
Things like that.
He's very good at that.
I'm just not sure I've seen enough here to say, yeah, that's definitely the guy. I haven't either.
You want a proven track record, a coach who, you know, obviously you're not going to get a national championship coach.
Do you want a proven track record? What about, I want an offensive guru.
Yes.
If I'm at any level of football right now, that's
right.
What I want.
And I think that Smith is a good CEO for a program. Now, granted, he was also Franklin's second in command, and you wonder if you just want a whole new, fresh change of scenery there. But I do think that they should find a way to keep him on in some capacity. I wonder if Penn State has gone so far because of the support that has been built up for Smith, where either he wouldn't take anything other than head coach, or the new head coach that comes in says, okay, how much pressure is going to be on me because the fan base might be rallying behind this assistant coach or recruiting coordinator or GM to ultimately take my job? So I think there's a lot of factors at play here, Joe. And I appreciate you letting me indulge you in the questions.
The indulgence was my pleasure, Limits.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.